Democrats do it alone at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This bill is going to change America for decades, and you did it.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after the Democrats in the Senate approved what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, after Vice President Harris cast the vote to break a 50-50 tie. It's expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House next. But GOP Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox,
the problem is you can't spend your way out of inflation, and you certainly can't tax your way out of a recession.
The bill raises more than $700 billion in revenue and spends about $400 billion of it to lower prescription drug costs for seniors and climate change initiatives.
Larger corporations will be hit with a 15% minimum tax, raising an estimated $313 billion in 10 years. Democrats expect to add $124 billion in revenue by heavily bolstering IRS tax enforcement. President Biden stated, Senate Democrats sided with American families over special interests. I ran for president promising to make government work for families again, and this is what this bill does, period.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Now, the president will go to Kentucky today to survey the worst flooding in the state's history that left at least 37 people dead, many more homeless. In widespread devastation, the federal government will pay for all the debris removal. A second bus of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally arrived in New York City, sent by Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
While Texas deals with thousands of illegal crossings daily, Mayor Adams is asking for federal help to deal with a small busload. He tweets, Governor Greg Abbott used innocent people as political pawns to manufacture a crisis. We need the federal government's help, money, technical assistance, and more.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The mayor says he expected 40 migrants to arrive, but 14 got off the bus in the city. A ceasefire is holding in the Middle East after days of Israeli-Palestinian fighting that the Palestinian Health Ministry reports left 44 people dead, 15 of them children. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. China keeps flexing its military muscle around the island nation of Taiwan it claims is its territory following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip there.
Sunday marked another day of military exercises by the Chinese near the Taiwan Strait. This coming after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip has long since concluded. Some say the speaker's trip provoked China's outrage. Taiwan's U.S. representative, Xiaobi Kim, on CBS Face the Nation, says China is going beyond military pressure.
It has involved a hybrid toolkit of public disinformation, cyber attacks, economic coercion.
Xiao says Taiwan doesn't plan to let China stop it from making friends internationally. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Have you heard of What Three Words? It's an app that some car companies are using for navigation, some communities are using for emergency response, including now Texas's capital city.
Law enforcement in Austin, Texas are asking residents to download an app that could help in the event of an emergency. It's called the What Three Words app. It's divided the world into 10 by 10 squares, each with a unique and random three words associated with it that never changes. You can look at the app and tell a 911 operator the words, and they can pinpoint your location even if you don't know where you are.
So it really takes the search out of search and rescue.
Austin Police Lieutenant Ken Murphy.
There are times where there is no dispatchable location, meaning there's not an address.
The city started using the app before the popular South by Southwest festival. Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
The price of the pump keeps dropping. It's fallen 55 straight days from June's record. AAA's national average for regular now just under $4.06 per gallon. 96 cents less than the all-time high, still 87 cents more than a year ago. On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly ahead of this week's trading. Same with most overseas markets. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.